Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too.
No, we didn't get a Santa rally as you forecast,
no.
But we are getting a New Year's rally, and there's a lot there to think about with the Chinese and the move and the shutdown and stuff, but the numbers look all right at the moment, don't they?
Yeah, they do, Mike. I mean, you know, that the December quarter was really, I mean, I was sort of reflecting on it. It really challenged the definitions of sort of correction versus bear market, because we sort of flirted with the bear market. We're calling it a correction at this stage. But we have seen a pretty steady constructive start, is what I call it, to 2019. Now, Christmas Eve was the depth of the sell-off, and the S&P 500, 2,351 on Christmas Eve. On Friday, it closed at 2,670. So that's a 13.6 bounce back from that point. I mean, we're still well below the highs of that we saw late September, early October. But, you know, the question behind all this is why, and we haven't really got long enough to dissect all of the reasons. But we can look at some of the specific factors, and we saw good gains on Friday, and they really do reflect some of the reasons behind the sell-off in the last quarter of last year. So look, we need a lift. We need a lift in the animal spirits of the market, Mike. We need some sort of uplift, and we need some sort of resolution to some of these issues. Now, so you've got the US government shut down. Well, there's precious little material advancement there, isn't there? Brexit, well, there's nothing. The only thing certain about Brexit is ongoing uncertainty. I mean, that's the only thing we've got there. But last week, over the course of last week, there was some positive noises with regard to the China-US trade dispute. And it all seems to remain sort of unofficial, and it's based on rumour. But those rumours and unofficial statements all seem to be moving in a positive direction. So share markets jumped Friday after, apparently, China offered the US trade negotiators it happened sometime over the last couple of weeks, a six-year projected boost in imports from the US. Now, there's a couple of really important points about this. One, that 6 years takes the deal through the next presidential election, so it could be used as a very positive electioneering plank for Trump. But also the annual import of goods would increase by they're talking about over $1 trillion, so it's a pretty substantial number over 6 years. But it means the trade deficit could potentially be wiped out by 2024. And you know how Trump sees this as being a win-lose game. So if he can wipe it out, well, then they're equals. So from his point of view, that would be great. Look, news had circulated earlier in the week that the Treasury Secretary had put forward a proposal of lowering the trade tariff. So there seems to be some positive movements there. That's what lifted the market on Friday. 336-point rally in the Dow, 1.3%, similar in the S&P 500. So we had it was a good news Friday, Mike.
Yeah,
good
exactly.
News Friday.
Let's bring it back home just real quick.
Sure.
Regional confidence, this is your theory versus reality thing again.
Yep.
Are we still okay here?
Yeah, everyone loves a scoreboard. Bit of regional parochialism is always a bit of fun, isn't it? The thing is, Mike, it's lifted everywhere. Gisborne, Hawke's Bay, Otago, Nelson, Marlborough, West Coast, all looking pretty positive.
We're all winners.
All 11 regions post improvement in regional economic confidence. For all of you Aucklanders listening out there, you're still the most pessimistic bunch around in the whole country. But we made the biggest improvement, so you go, guys. Performance of manufacturing index, the PMI, positive end of 2018. We're sort of a bit out of sync with the rest of the world here. Our PMI looks positive. PMIs in Europe, China, US, all sort of falling, but ours are going up. Manufacturing is not dead, Mike.
The little country of winners. The little country that
yep.
could do. Well done. Now, what are the numbers?
24,706, the Dow Jones closed on Friday, a 336-point rally, 1.4%. Similar rise in the S&P 500, 2670, the NASDAQ 7157. FTSE 100, they gained 133 points. What Brexit? 6968 on the FTSE 100, a 2% rally. The Nikkei 20666, also up. The Shanghai Composite 2596. The ASX 200, they gained 30 points on Friday, 5879. That's a 0.5% gain. The NZX 50, we gained 20, closing at 9,097. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar will buy 0.6740 US, 0.9407 Aussie, 0.5930 euro, 0.5235 pounds, 73.98 yen. Gold trading at $1,282.11. And Brent crude, a little bit higher actually, Mike, $62.70 US dollars.
Good to hear your voice. And welcome back for the Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. Get hold of him and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.